Blog Talk Radio.
Hello from Las Vegas. Althea, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
All righty. So we are on live with Conversations with the Diva. I'll be honest, people, I just want you guys to know I am not panicking. My starter went out on my car as I was over here at the Flaming Kebab, went to get something to eat. Thank God that I've always done this. Are you guys still there?
Yeah. Still here.
Okay. So I always do this, and I've done this for years, is turn my car right back on. I don't know why I do that. So thank God I did that tonight. My starter went out. So I am sitting here waiting for them to come get my car. And so we are going to have Miss Althea, who's going to do the show for us. I'm going to start us off because I'm waiting for them to come back on the line. But want to start off with a couple of housekeeping. Welcome to Conversations with the Diva with Sabrina Williams and our special guest, Miss Althea. She is a wonderful woman of God who has a great word for us tonight for women. She's going to introduce herself. We want to wish well to Miss June P. For Children's Touring Company. She can't make it tonight. Her son is very ill in the hospital, so we need prayers. Also for Volante Grant, who is very sick too and can't even speak. We want her to get well so she can do her interviews with Jeff Gordon and the NASCAR that's there in Chicago. So well wishes for her. Thank you for Next Level Fitness and Tennis, Danny Buongiorno, sponsoring our show. And we want to give a shout-out to our listeners and say thank you, because without this show and our guests, we wouldn't be anywhere. So thank you to everybody who comes on. So, Althea, why don't you tell everybody where you're calling from? Tell everybody a little bit about yourself.
Hi, well, this is Althea Richardson. I'm calling from Houston, Texas. I am the founder of WOVE Ministries, which stands for Women of Vision and Excellence. Basically, our ministry is about encouraging, inspiring, and uplifting women to becoming all that they could possibly be through Jesus Christ. My main focus is helping women to be able to do whatever God has placed on their heart. A lot of times women feel like, you know, they've raised the kids or they're in the process of raising kids and everything, and they don't feel like that they have a purpose. I've talked to a couple of women that feel like, you know, I don't know exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, that's what I'm here for. I'm wanting to help encourage women, you know, whatever is on your heart, whatever God has placed on your heart to do, whatever that fire is that's within you, that's what your purpose is. It's whatever's burning in your heart. So that's basically what WOVE Ministries is. We established in 2005, and we've been going pretty strong now. I post a lot on Facebook, and I also do some online ministry as far as ministry counseling. And also, from time to time, I do one-on-one counseling as well. So that's pretty much WOVE Ministries.
All right. And you know what? You've been on here before, and you've given a good word. So tonight, before we start, just another couple of housekeeping things. And I'm just going to say this because I'm Sabrina. And I don't think it has anything to do with being a diva. I think it has to do with me being 51 and not like taking a lot of stupidness from people or bull crap. And I'm going to say it like this because I had a couple of people, you know, you're being a diva. I'm not being a diva. I'm being a human. If you don't like what I have to say, you might want to rethink what you're doing, because sometimes just because people have something to say and I can say it in the nicest way, it doesn't mean I'm a diva. It means that I'm a human being and I have feelings. And if you don't like it, I care about you, but I'm not going to always be cautious to say what you need me to say, and you can't respond with you're being a diva. That's really not true, because you know what a true definition of a diva to me is? Anybody or a woman that, you know, holds herself high, but at the same time, mm-hmm. she cares about the people around her. So I need people to understand it. And if I hear that term one more time, I'm going to check you people. Another thing is, I had a couple of people approach me lately saying they're sorry and they want forgiveness for things that they've done. I forgive you, but doesn't mean I have to let you back in my circle, because you have to build the trust. And that's the truth. So you guys need to sort of kind of understand that, and not that people are being rude or crude, and it's not that I don't have Jesus. Jesus forgave, but I'm not Jesus. I forgive you, but I'm not going to – I will take me time to forget what you did. And that doesn't mean I immediately accept you back. So with that being said, Althea, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you. And you know what? Sometimes you have to, you know, reiterate to certain people, you know, where you are and who you are, and there's nothing wrong with that. I, for one, you know, you have to be real with people sometimes. You have to be able to say to people, you know what, this isn't work for me, or this isn't who I am. I need to let you know who I am so that up front we can go forward and there's no misunderstanding from that point on. In regards to the topic this evening, what I really wanted to talk about is purpose. Like I said before, a lot of women, for whatever reason, because of circumstances and situations in their life, haven't really figured out exactly what God's purpose is for them. And, you know, one of the things that I always reiterate is that whatever that thing is that really burns deep down in your heart, it could be something simple as making sweaters or something as big as starting your own company. I know one of the things that I'm a big fan of, as well as Sabrina, is education. And one of the problems is that sometimes going back to school, especially at my age, and I don't have a problem saying that I'll be 47 this year. One of the things that it's intimidating is for people or for women is that the thought of going back to school. Even after some years of being out of school and you got kids and you have a family, you want to be able to reestablish yourself if you haven't already, or go further yourself in education. Mm-hmm. Education is so important in this day and time.
Yes, it is.
More education, the more that you learn, the more that you're able to elevate yourself up to a whole nother level. You know, like Sabrina and I, we're alumni of Liberty University.
And hey, Liberty!
It's amazing that, you know, when we met each other, I didn't know that she had the same degree as I do, and that's awesome. You know, but my passion and her passion are the same thing, and I know that it was a divine connection that God brought us together to be able to share with other women that you can go out there and get your education. You can go to a whole nother level in your dreams and goals and life and everything, but you have to have the mindset to be able to say, you know what, even though this may be a challenge, even though that there may be some things going on in my life, I still need to go forward and do what God has called me to do. And so I encourage every single woman that is listening this evening, if you have a desire to go out and get your education, if you have a desire to start your own business, whatever God has placed on your heart, go for it no matter what. You're going to have haters. You're going to have people that are going to say, you know what, you can't do this. You got all this stuff going on. How are you going to do this? It doesn't matter what other people say. It's what God says. And if that's what he's put on your heart, then you need to go for it. And I'm just so pumped this evening. I don't know what I don't know what to say, but I am just a big fan of people going back to going forward in their goals and purposes in life. And I just want to encourage other women out there to just go out there and do whatever God's placed on your heart. If you need help with that, find a life coach. Find a really close mm-hmm. friend that will continue to encourage and push you to do what you want to do. A life coach is something awesome to have in your life, and that because that individual is the one that goes and runs along beside you to encourage you to keep moving you forward, to as an accountability partner that will keep you going forward and pushing you forward until you reach that goal. And then once you reach that goal, you reach back and you grab other people to help. To help them reach their goals, it's a paying it forward process for women. And for sometimes, for whatever reason, a lot of women and even men sometimes don't want to go back and help the other ones that have are still working on their pace and trying to do what they want to do as well. We need to encourage each other as women in Christ, as women, period. We need to encourage each other and network. That's why I love Sylvia and Sabrina, because they encourage others and they pull others to be able to go forward as well. So I'm really thrilled that I have this opportunity to be able to share this as well, because, you know, there are others that want to do a lot of things as well, and they don't have the avenues. And Sabrina and Sylvia, if you're listening, I all props to you as well.
We love
because
you,
I,
Sylvie,
it is
Queen
encouraging.
Sylvie Show.
This is,
Queen
yeah,
Sylvie
this,
Show on Tuesdays from 9 to 11 a.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah, Eastern Standard Time, and she does comedy. She's already been nominated as a newcomer on the radio. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
My hat goes off to her, and we're just so excited that we can we have the avenues to be able to encourage and inspire others.
So now we've talked before about you, you know, your ministry. What you said education. So does everybody, say some people don't want to go to college, can they do vocational school? Does that sound like a good thing?
Any avenue that allows you the opportunity to acquire more knowledge is a good thing. Vocational school, they have like ITT, they have biblical colleges. If you want to enhance yourself in the word of God, and you want a certificate or even a degree in that, there are colleges and smaller schools that actually offer that opportunity. Even Liberty University, who partners with the American, now let me see if I can remember it, the AACC, which is an organization that works along with being able to get your certification for theology. You can be a life coach. You can get, there's a lot of opportunities with that organization to where you can get certificates in theology and life coaching and biblical counseling. There's plenty of opportunities for people to go and get their education, and basically it's just going to a whole nother level.
Okay. Althea?
Yeah.
Okay. So I missed that part. They rung in the phone. This is just funny. I'm telling you people, let me tell you guys something. When you don't stress, everything is funny, because this is just really funny to me because I'm not stressing. Because you know what? It's a car. I'm alive. I didn't get caught in the middle of the godforsaken part of town. There's no godforsaken. I should stop that. The bad part of town, I called a tow truck. And henceforth, ladies, let me tell you something. That's why you should have rentals insurance, and you should have tow on your car, when you get insurance on your auto, because these kind of things, it doesn't cost, not costing me a penny. This only costs me 30 cents a day to have a tow truck added onto my car insurance.
Amen.
30 cents a day. And I, if I didn't have that, I would be paying a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm like very, very happy. So just, same thing with renter's insurance. I mean, when you go to rent a car, if something ever happens, and believe me, things will happen to your car. Even though I hadn't used that policy in three years, when I got in my car accident 2 months ago or 3 months ago, it saved me tons of money. I didn't have to rent a car. They paid for me to have a top-notch car. Ladies, you have to learn to take care of yourself, and you have to be okay with being by yourself. Like right now, I'm calling up friends. People aren't answering their phones. Not that they're avoiding me or anything. They're just not there. It's Wednesday night. People could be at church. They could be anywhere. I'm laughing because I'm not panicking. I'm like, okay, you know what? The tow truck's going to come. You know what? They're going to they're going to take the car. And you know what? I don't live that far from where I went to get eating. And you know what? I want to do cardio tonight, and I'm going to get some cardio because I'm going to walk 2 miles home.
Well, all right, then.
Okay, because you know what? God is good, and you need to not panic. When you start panicking, you can't see the clear picture. This is a good lesson for me to realize that at 2.5 years that I'm taking care of myself with God's help, and I'm not panicking. It's the first time I'll be freaking out. But I'm like, you know what? It's okay, because there's a couple places I wanted to stop on the way home anyway and get some food, and I can eat and walk. I'm looking at the positive. I'm alive. I have 2 legs, and you know what? I won't make it to the gym tonight, but I can walk. And that's how you have to look at life. You know, I know it may sound funny to some people, and they'll be like, I'll be panicking. You know what? You're okay. God's taking care of you. You're okay. When you have God in your life and a firm foundation, and you know that you're taken care of by the big guy in the sky. I know he's a guy. I'm just going to say this because men don't have PMS and they don't have babies, and we get cranky. So I know it's not a man, because if it was a man, the world would be ended already. I just wanted to say that. Moving on. But that's just, I'm just done. Let me stop being silly. But anyway, I just want to say that. So that's it. So, Althea, what else do you have for us?
Well, like I pretty much said everything that I wanted this evening. But, you know, one of the things like I want to keep reemphasizing is that if you need a coach, I am available. You can reach me. I'm actually available always on Facebook, and the my Facebook is WOVE, which is W-O-V as in victory, E, and that stands for Women of Vision and Excellence. You can also find me under my name, which is Althea Richardson. That's my personal account. I am always online pretty much during the week from 6 to 2. So if ever someone has a question or wants to talk about anything specific or has goals in mind and they need maybe some kind of guidance on, I am more than welcome to help. I know, Sabrina, you're a life coach as well. Is that correct?
No, I'm not a certified life coach, but what I do is I just listen to people, and I know through my life experiences, what I do with people is I sit down and I do, because I'm a, I love motivational interviewing, and I use those techniques from there, and and just remind them, it's your life, what do you want to do, and how are you going to do it, and I help them build a plan, and I hold them accountable for, okay, if this, if not, what went on and what prevented you from doing that. And I just sit down and talk with people, and I literally, because I do case planning every day at work. And for me, it's a hobby to help people. So I tell people when they call me up, you know, I love it. I really do. I mean, I guess I could be a life coach, but I really sort of kind of use my human services part and just help them develop a plan and also help them find resources in the community. That's my favorite thing, is helping them find resources and connecting them up with people that they didn't know, and so they can do, it can be better for them.
Yeah.
So,
and that, I mean, that's pretty much the same thing for me, is that, you know, as far as a life coach, being a life coach is basically, like I said earlier, is that you're running along side of the individual that's needing to meet this goal, whatever the goal is. You're helping them to put all, you know, they have a bunch of pieces that are scattered all over the place, and you're basically the person that says, okay, let's put this piece in one area, let's put this piece in another, and then eventually everything starts to come together. And you're also the person that is the accountability partner. And that's really the main thing that a lot of us need, is being accountable and staying on course for the goal that they have. They set in front of them, is that, you know, sometimes because we get distracted with other things in our lives, we can easily veer off to doing something totally different. And the life coach basically says, you know what, did you fix this task here? Did you finish this task here? Okay, let's go back and refocus where you were, and so that we can continue on going forward, so that you can finish this goal and then go to whatever your next goal is. So I just want to reiterate again that if you have a goal, if you have a dream, if you have whatever it is that God has placed on your heart, I encourage you wholeheartedly to do whatever it is on your heart to, and get someone to guide you and to help you and structure everything that you're wanting to accomplish, because whatever it is that God has placed on your heart, it's got to be done, because it's going to keep burning in your heart to do it. I'm a living witness. I've been trying to, actually, Sabrina, I'm thinking about going back to school again to get my license, to be a licensed Christian counselor. And I'm looking at possibly doing that probably next year, starting in the spring of next year. So
well,
you can't
we'll
get enough. Yeah.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say you can't get enough. You can never get enough education. I mean, after a while, I had to stop for a little bit this time because I was really burning myself out. But now I'm getting that itch again to go back into school. So, and this is a long time coming. This was really something I should have done while I was in Liberty, but because it's a distant school, I wanted to at least take a break and enjoy my family too. And that's another thing that's very important, is that even when you're doing your goals and you're working on your plan and everything, don't forget to take care of family first, especially your married people. Women that are married, make sure that you take care of that husband, because the home is most important, and then
amen,
you go forward from there.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, so, you know what, Althea, thank you for coming on. You have been amazing, as always. Feel free to come on, you know, hopefully before you start school next spring, because I'm going to start my LADC, Licensed Substance
Awesome.
Abuse Counselor, next spring. I have put time for my children and everything. So, but please come back on anytime. Let me know when you have a topic. And as you see, the diva's out of control, because the diva wasn't even here, because she was like, look, God got the show handled. God has a plan for everything. He was like, Sabrina, just be quiet, go on up the road, do your thing, make your calls, check back in, because God puts great people in great places. So, I'm just amazed. I'm enthralled by God, because today was the first day. I don't know why I didn't panic. I just don't know why. I don't know. I just, like, God will handle it. And when I looked at the this is how you know you have God surrounded. When you look at the guests, you're like, they're just going to talk. That's how much I trust God, because God said, you be quiet and just work it out. And that's it. So thank you, Lord Jesus, and I praise Jesus for you out there. And I just want to remind people of Jeremiah 29:11. God has you for hope and a future, and he wants to prosper you and not harm you. And there will be days that you don't even know why you're laughing, and I should be crying. And people think that females, that we always cry, but this is a good lesson for us as females. Sometimes things happen to build and make you stronger, and this is making me stronger. I think it's time to shop for a new car. So anyway, I'm just going to say that. But anyway, all right. So I'm going to let you go out there. Thank you for tuning in to Conversations with the Diva. You are amazing, young lady. I appreciate you. And in love to your family, love to your husband. I will talk to you soon. And this is Conversations out there. Hold on for a second. We're all going to sign off. And thank you very much. You guys have a great night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye.
And as always, I love the show, because it always sometimes gives us a little problem with logging out. And I'm not for sure why it does that. So I don't know. So we're just going to figure this out and work with this. But I'm probably going to do this a different way. So Althea, you go ahead and hang up your line. I'm going to log back into it, and it'll probably let me log out then. But you guys have a good night. I'm going to keep talking until we sign out, so people don't, like, oh, my God, what happened? They just, like, fell off the air, or what happened? So,
okay.
Love you, girl. That was Ms. Althea. She is a wonderful young woman of God. I love her. I appreciate her. And God is amazing. Thank you, everybody. And I love Blog Talk Radio. And sometimes, you know what, your smartphone is not as smart as you think it is. So we just have to laugh at it. I'm laughing at the smartphone because it's giving me troubles. Well, I'm going to have to do this a different way now. There we go. Good night.